What is Node.js?
Node.js is a server-side JavaScript development platform, is a way to describe it. So we've got a lot of developers out there who have been writing JavaScript for a long time, and what Node does is it allows you to take those JavaScript skills and use them on the server.
Okay.
And it's about 2 years old, and it's really been one of the things that's one of its salient points is that it leads you down a path of building applications that use a non-blocking I/O pattern. And what that means is those applications can be very responsive because they can handle large numbers of requests.
So now what is it about JavaScript? Because when you think about JavaScript, it's single-threaded, right? Mm-hmm. It does have the notion of, it doesn't have async built in like we do, say, in C#. Explain what you mean. Why is it like
So you mentioned single-threaded, and Node actually is a single-threaded model. But what it does is the APIs all take callbacks. So if I'm doing any kind of APIs that work with I/O or anything like that, the reason they'll be non-blocking is because basically the way Node works is there's this continual event loop that's running. And the goal is when I write code in Node, I just want to do something very quickly and then do an async operation that I pass a callback to. And then that will execute at some point. But as soon as I've pushed that callback, it's going to go on to this event queue, then the next request is coming in. And so the idea here is doing small bits of work and then pushing off work to that will happen asynchronously, and that's what allows you to have large number of requests. The other thing that's attractive about it is because it's a single-threaded model, it simplifies a lot of things. Like, you know, you don't have to deal with thread pools. You don't have to deal with joining threads and thread contention and all these other kinds of things because it's just not there. But you have to design your applications in a way that accommodates this model. And where Node is really strong is all of the APIs in Node, or 99% of them, are purely async. So there's no sync version. So you have no choice.
Nice.
And people like that because it's leading you down a path of doing the right thing, at least from a standpoint of why Node is there.
Interesting. So it's running on a Windows platform. What does that mean?
Previously, if you wanted to use Node on Windows, you had to use this thing called Cygwin. And what Cygwin basically is it adapts the Windows file system to look like the Unix file system. And that's because Windows fundamentally has a different file system than the Unix file system. And so people were using Node that way, but it obviously was not ideal. You know, anytime you're going through these adapter layers, performance is not going to be great.
Sure.
So we heard enough customers that were saying, look, we'd love to use Node on Windows, and why doesn't it work today? Because it just hasn't been built for Windows. And Microsoft got involved and said, hey, we'd love to have this be a good story. We'd like to have customers who want to use Node on Windows be able to use it. Now, whether you should use it on Windows or not, that's really a completely different question. Like, whether you should use Node at all is really up to you. But anyway, so I think for us it was like, we see adoption, we see people that want it, we see people that are saying, I can't do it if I go to Windows. Let's remove that barrier and make it so they can use it. And then for Azure, it's the same kind of thing. It's a natural progression. As applications are moving to the cloud, they're going to say, I want to take the same kind of development that I've been doing in-house and move that to the cloud. And for that to work, we need to have the support of Node in Azure. And because of the fact that, you know, a lot of the development that folks are building in the cloud are things like web APIs and things like that, Node is really good for that. So it's a good fit for those types of applications. So I think it's just a natural progression. Now, the thing that gets interesting is in Azure with Node, that means we can also cater to not only developers that are building on the Windows platform. As long as we have a good story for Node, we can potentially allow developers coming from other platforms like the Mac in the future to be able to say, oh, all I care about is having my Node app hosted, and Azure's got a great service, so awesome. I'll use Azure.
Great. I mean, that's the whole thing. That's platform as a service in a nutshell.
Exactly.
Can you talk a little about how you guys got it over to Windows Azure?
So first is the question of how to get it on Windows at all, and we've talked a bit about that. But just to nail on it, what basically the core Node team did, and Microsoft was involved with this, is abstract away those I/O libraries, those APIs, and they created something called libuv. And libuv is kind of like this abstraction. It provides this abstraction that can sit on top of Windows or on top of Linux, Unix file system. So that's one thing. To get to Azure, basically what we needed to do was we need to make sure that, you know, we have different types of roles in Azure. And when you're building a Node app, there are different types of implications. So a web role application sits on top of IIS. Well, that raised the question of, do we think people want to build Node applications that will deploy to WebRoll? We think WebRoll has a bunch of flexibilities that, yes, we do think they'll want to do that. So that raised this question of, is there a story of Node working in IIS? Did that make sense at all? And one of the places we thought it made sense is that IIS offers process management, right? It can spin up processes. The problem you have with Node is when you develop with Node by default, you end up with this just one instance of node.exe. Mm. And there are mechanisms out there in the Unix world, like Nginx, to take that process and span that out. But we said, hey, we've got a really good product in the box that does well for process management and memory pressure and things like that, and that's IIS. So let's just take Node and be able to have the ability to host it in IIS, still having Node do all the work that it does, but allowing IIS to help out by doing some of this process management type things. So we did a project which is called IIS Node, which is available on GitHub right now, if you search for IIS Node, that provides that bridging that lets me say, hey, I can basically go and create a Node app and just host it in IIS, and that means I don't have to launch node.exe. I just drop these JavaScript files in my folder, and it's a custom HTTP module for IIS that just picks it up and it works. So once we had that, then we said, okay, well, WebRoll works with IIS. Now we can actually get Node hosted in the cloud. The next step, though, was looking at what does it take for me as a developer to deploy things from my box to the cloud. And today with Azure, there's a bunch of stuff I can do with the portal, and I have to go in and I have to create sites and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. But we said, hey, for the developer who really wants to work with Node, it's really less is more. A lot of folks that use Node want to use like just plain old text editors, right? They don't want to have to use an IDE to develop. They don't want to have to install lots of tooling to get things working. So we started off on this effort to build these PowerShell commands because we said, hey, you know, in the Unix world, people would do things in like Bash. The nice equivalent to that in the Windows world is PowerShell. And so we've built up this small set of PowerShell commands that make it really easy for you just from the command line to get going, scaffold out a very small structure that you can then deploy to Azure.
Nice.
And you can do it all through the command line, and it still gives you access to the things you would expect as an Azure customer, like CSCFG and CSDef. It doesn't hide all that stuff away from you, and it just makes it really easy to get going. And one of the things we even just prototyped on, which we think we're going to get in, is like enabling RDP. Like one of the things people really like about Azure is that I can enable remote desktop and I can get actually onto my VM in the cloud. And we're now looking at enabling that so that I could just write a little command line thing and say, hey, I want to enable RDP for this service, and it just does it. And it's just really nice that you just have to remember a couple of commands. You don't have to open up Visual Studio or anything like that. So that, I think, that combination of creating that deployment experience and doing the necessary work to be able to host Node in the cloud is really the combination of efforts that we're doing.
Excellent. Now, of course, what about the people out there who want to actually build web servers in Node? I mean, the IIS story, I mean, it doesn't really fit into that model,
sure.
Right?
So that's why we have, so that's a great question. In Azure, we have two types of roles. We have web role and we have worker role.
Okay.
So we're fully supporting Node in worker role. And so that, you know, that's one of the nice things I think about Azure is if we make it work good for Windows, it's going to work for Azure because Azure is really running today on Windows.
Absolutely.
So it's a nice continuum story there. And one of the places where that's actually interesting is there are things that people want to do today that you can't do well in IIS. And I'll give you an example, WebSockets. Mm. WebSockets is something we're actively working on for the next version of Windows. We've announced that. We announced that at Build. Windows Server also will have support for that. But IIS today, if I'm running on Windows, you know, if I'm running on, our Windows Server 2008, doesn't have that support. Well, if I'm running on worker role and I'm just using Node, because Node is not building on top of IIS and not dependent on it, it actually supports WebSockets. So there are customers that will look at Azure and say, oh, I want to use Azure, but I really need to have WebSockets today. I can't wait till, you know, the next version of Windows ships. They can get there.
Awesome. And that's, of course, what, you know, a cloud platform enables, a cloud operating system enables this type of generosity. I mean, that's the point. So that's excellent, man. Where do developers go to learn more about this? How do they get started? I'm assuming, you know, you're really targeting JavaScript developers, but talk to me.
Okay, so that's a good point. I mean, the work we're doing with Node is really to enable those developers that really want to use Node. There are some interesting hybrid scenarios. We do have some customers that say, I'm a .NET shop, and I develop in .NET, but there's this set of things I want to do. Maybe it's with WebSockets, and Node provides a really nice model for that. One of the things that Node has that's also really nice is it has a very rich modularity story. Node itself is this very small core, and there's literally like thousands of modules, but probably about 20 that are the most common that people use. And it's very easy to just get going and pick the pieces that you want. Some people really like that. As far as the getting going experience, we have IIS Node is probably the easiest way to get into working with. Well, first off, there's Node on Windows. You can now go to, you know, Node.js, and you can download Node.exe, and they have an MSI, which you can use to install Node. So you can just get going with Node on Windows, no problem. Then if you want to go a little bit further, you can go to Tomek's TGANCZUK, on GitHub. You can go to get IIS Node, and you can pull that down. But we also have in the works, actually, a full-blown portal where you'll be able to, and maybe by the time this video comes out, you'll be able to actually download these commandlets and all the pieces I talked about to get you going. And it's also going to have, like, getting started walkthroughs that walk you through building an application, deploying it to Azure. We even have support in our commandlets for the emulator. I want to run locally. And the other big thing we have, which I forgot to mention, which is actually useful not only for people deploying to Azure, but people that are deploying Node apps even on Heroku, is we have this new Azure SDK for Node. Nice. So we're taking all of the Azure storage APIs and things like Service Bus in the future, and we're exposing all of that through a set of nice JavaScript APIs that you can use in Node. So that means if I'm hosted in Azure, I can take advantage of the storage. But let's say I'm hosted in Heroku, but I like Service Bus. In the future, we don't have Service Bus yet. We only have the storage APIs. But you can see where this is going. Sure. So there's a lot of stuff we're hitting on that's very, very exciting. And the last point that's really, really exciting is this is all going to be open source.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Awesome, man.
Yes.
Excellent.